Welcome back, Talking Animals. It's your second episode of the week. The first one, I hope you enjoy. Like I said last week, we changed up the pace on y'all. You know, we versatile. We like to do it multiple ways. You don't know which way we're going to come at y'all. We're going to be serious. We're going to be funny. You know what I'm saying? We're going to be down, slow, fast, however you like to do it. Got to keep you on your toes. Because that's what animals do, coming at you all speed because we're just trying to eat. But anyways, this week, you know who the animal crew is. It's me, Leegy. We got Beezy, Lamp, and Juan. And this week, with our second episode, you know, again, we don't like to waste any time or start real slow, even though my talking may seem that way this week. We're going to hop right into the stable this week, and we're going to talk about our boy Masai Ujiri. Now, really, we're not talking about Masai, but what happened to him last year. I don't know if y'all remember the NBA Finals. Toronto Raptors won. My Lakers didn't even make the playoffs. You know, Kawhi became a legend overnight. It was crazy. But anyways, something that happened when Toronto won the Finals that caused a bit of a stir. And we're going to talk a little bit about that this week. We're going to start with you, Lamp.
So, just quick background. Last year, after the Raptors had won, one of the security people that was working the detail, he came out and he said Masai Ujiri, like, punched him in the face because he wouldn't let him, like, you know, on the court to celebrate. And so, of course, everybody was saying, no, that don't even sound right. But at the time, the video wasn't working for Masai. And then the Masai's lawyer releases the video, and you now see that this security dude pushed Masai Ujiri two times before anything happened, and Masai Ujiri was trying to show his badge. But the thing that's the worst part is, dude had actually gotten a $150,000, what's the word I'm thinking of here? Like workman's comp from his job. So they're now saying that the job is possibly going to come back on his ass and say, wait. But the thing that I have a problem with it is, this was his body cam. So his job had to see it. And they was all riding for him saying, yeah, that shit happened just like that. That black man had punched him in the face first before anything else happened. But now we see the video and see that all of that shit was a lie. So to me, it's like it just echoes back to some other shit that these motherfuckers be lying and covering up for each other.
Man, it's weird to me that the thing that he could actually, I don't know if he was on workman's comp or whatever it was, because actually somebody in our group tagged me in that today and asked me about it. As far as, you know, was he on workman's comp? I think it was Darrell. Was he on workman's comp or was he receiving some type of settlement? I told him I didn't know, because I didn't know that he was receiving anything. I hadn't heard anything of it until today. I had completely forgot about it until today, to be honest. So to hear that he was receiving some type of money or some type of compensation for it blew my mind. So I went and looked, and I saw where he had sued Masai Ujiri for, like, all kinds of different things, man. Like, mental health, basically saying his job was affected. He said he had some type of physical ailments or something from the push, even though he pushed him twice. And I think they deemed it actually a push. Initially, they said he punched him, but then they actually, when they looked back at it, they said he pushed him. So they said that Masai Ujiri pushed him once, even though he pushed Masai Ujiri first. So they were like, you know, how can you suffer all this stuff from someone pushing you once when you pushed them twice? So I don't know. The whole thing to me is just, like, insane. I honestly don't see how they're going to come out of this unscathed as far as him and the department as a whole, because clearly they were riding for him and saying that, you know, his account of things is what actually happened. And now that the video is coming out that, you know, people have been saying has been suppressed for a while, it don't appear to be the way that they said it was.
So that's what's disturbing for me, like, because I'm like, how is there any confusion at all, right? To your point, B's like, how you get all these injuries, excuse me, mm-hmm. but you retaliated twice.
Not even retaliated.
He initiated.
Oh, yeah, he initiated. Right.
Yeah. I think what also blew me or threw me for a loop was that, because I remember when it first happened, I was like, you know, I get it. I get, you know, that he the president, and because a lot of people were saying, no matter who you are, you still gonna be black. At the end of the day, they were using that as saying, like, that's the thing. Like, look at this man that's worth all this money, that's president of a basketball program that just won, you know, a world championship, and he's still getting treated like, you know, some people don't, and he's still getting treated like, you know, someone that is a nobody, I guess, for lack of better words. So initially, in my mind, I was like, well, I get what y'all saying, you know, you can be rich and still get treated like this, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, you still have to show your credentials when you come out on the floor. You can't just walk out on the floor. And then now to see that he actually attempted to show his credentials was big for me, because last year they made it seem as if he didn't show his credentials and was trying to just walk out onto the floor. And I was like, well, you can't do that. And then now I'm finding out that he actually did show his credentials, and you can see it. Like, if you see the video, you can see him. He actually never even got to pull his credentials out. Because he was walking on, now why he didn't have them on his neck, I don't know. That's neither here nor there, because he clearly was trying to show them. But he didn't have them around his neck. He had it in his pocket, like in his breast pocket and in his suit. So he reaches in there, and you can see it. It's like eye level with the body cam. He reaches in there, pulls it out, and he pulls it like halfway out and like flashes it. And then, like, I guess, you know, he probably used to doing that. He probably used to saying, you know, because people probably know who he is most of the time.
He won Executive of the Year last year. Like, he's not a nobody.
Well, clearly, the cops didn't know who he was, because, I mean, I can honestly not see them thinking that they were just going to push some random, I mean, some rich guy and think that nothing was going to come from it. So I'm just going to hope that they didn't know who he was, because ain't no way they thought they was going to win $70,000 because he pushed them. Not from that damn body cam footage. But he pulls his ID out real quick, kind of flashes it, you know, and then the cop pushed him, like, immediately. Like, as soon as he flashed it, he kept walking, and the cop, like, pushed him back. So Masai Ujiri, like, hey, what the fuck? Like, he's like, you know, what's going on? So then he go to reach for it again and, like, cut a short to him. So he started to walk again. The cop pushed him again. That's when he pushed him back. Basically, like, it ain't going down like this. Now, I will say, Masai Ujiri, brave as shit. He a different breed. He cut from a different cloth.
Come out. That man, he pushed him?
Yeah, he cut from a different cloth. I definitely want to say that that is not a man that is to be fucked with, and I think he'll kill some if he tries.
See, I mean, so I don't know if it's just, you know, him being cut from a different cloth or anything like that, Beaver. I think it's just the disrespect he felt, because he don't own the team, but as being Executive of the Year, he felt like the officer was working for him.
Bro, I get all of that, and I'm still not pushing a man with a gun that looked like he ready to kill somebody. I'm probably the richest person in here, and this motherfucker just pushed me. I'm not pushing him back. Yeah. I'm not pushing him back. He never gonna work again, though. He never gonna work anywhere else. But I'm not pushing him.
Yeah, that's true. But I tell you, man,
push his pocket into the sunken place.
Yeah, I tell you, man. I think they knew who he was, and I think they thought they were gonna get caught. I think they, like, and this might be harsh, and I may be going a little bit too far, but I'm like, I don't believe I am, man. I think they was like, fuck this nigga. Hard ER. you gonna damn present your credentials to me like I want you to, because I'm in charge here, not you. I don't even know how you got that position, so pull your shit out as if you are saying, please, to me, can you get on this court?
Man.
That's what I think.
If that's the
y'all
case,
watch,
man.
Lovecraft?
Yep.
Not yet. No, I haven't seen it yet.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
He wanted
him
in the big. He wanted in the big, boy.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but I honestly, if that's the case, I feel like this goes back to some episodes we had 6-7 or so weeks ago, maybe. We had the first debate of this series that we started. And it goes back to the point of, we need to hire better officers. Because if you got somebody on your court that's thinking that way, that dumb individual does not need to be working as a law enforcement officer. They have no wherewithal of anything going on if they think that they can just do that and get away with it.
Call
in
him
2020.
What he is. Nah. Call him what he is.
You're an ostrich.
Not even an ostrich. He just a dumb motherfucker. I'm gonna call him a redneck punk,
some
bitch.
Yeah, yeah. Oakland, I ain't a redneck.
Let's talk about the guy who pushed, like Beezus said, pushed the cop. Like, you gotta have balls of fucking vibe.
Bro, I'm about to say, look at the rich balls man. On that fucker.
That's that rich man swag, bro.
That man just won the NBA title. He ain't give a fuck.
That's what made me think that cop had something in relation to who that guy was, because he didn't shoot him. You know what I'm saying? So he had something. Because he was like, I just can't shoot this rich-looking black man right here. You know what I mean? Like, who else pushed? Man, they looking for reasons. He probably fucking 9 days, bro.
He probably didn't shoot him because he thought that the round would have bounced back off of the massive balls in front of him.
And see, that's the thing. Like, I feel like a lot of cops are militarized, man. Like, they got that mentality either they couldn't make it or they didn't try, didn't want to actually go to war. So they get a gun and a badge and then they the man around here. You know what I mean?
That shit's so fool.
And they take the shit to the next level. So.
Yeah.
I mean. Yeah, you're right. You gotta give Masai some credit, like a different kind of credit. But I'm putting all this on the officer, bro. I think Masai reacted that way because he was so shocked. You know how sometimes you be so shocked that you react and you don't even realize how you react. I think that's why he pushed him.
Like a reflex.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely think it was a reflex, but still, like, you know, I'm just in the back of my mind. Like, even my reflexes right now, like my first thought, you can't never really truly say what you're gonna do. But I feel like my first thought would have been like, oh, this motherfucker finna never work again. He just pushed me on that. Because you got to think, even if the cop body camera wasn't on, like, that shit happened on national TV. But we just now seeing the body camera. But we been saw the pushes.
Yeah.
You know, because that shit happened live. It happened live on TV, and people was tweeting about it, like, right away. Like, what the fuck? Did y'all just see that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, I'm in my mind, I would have been thinking, like, oh, you know, like that T.I. that big boy reaction on, or what was that movie, ATL? And he said, this motherfucker just hit me in my face with some money.
Yeah.
That's how I would have felt. I was like, damn, this motherfucker just threw his whole pension away, didn't he?
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah, that's a good point, man. I don't know, but I hope that the cop never works again now, and I hope that they file something against him for thinking he gonna file suit.
Oh, Masai countersued.
Oh, he countersued already.
So believe me, any money that cop had got, it's gone. I can assure you, any money that police station got, they gonna be feeling it. And I wouldn't be shocked if they go at Oracle Arena over it too.
They didn't get so as far as the suit did against Masai, they didn't get awarded anything. So it was dropped. And that's why now Masai is like, okay, now we got mine out the way. Here you go. So that's why the countersuit is now coming up, because Masai won, as far as I know. I think I read that today, and if I'm not mistaken now. But it was dropped. Like, they looked at the video when that video dropped, and they was like, oh, this is a lie. And now, it's no suit now on their part. So now Masai just countersuing, like, yeah, now I'm going to sue you back. So as far as anything,
now you look stupid like how you supposed to.
Exactly. He hasn't gotten anything from Masai now. Now he might owe the state some money or something if they deem, you know, but clearly they sided with him in the first place. So they must have believed him or wanted to believe him for whatever reason. Because the shit happened on live TV. I don't know how the hell you can get away with that. Think you can get away with that.
Bro, that's that racism that's embedded. It's embedded. That respect for, you know, that shit probably sundown town.
It might be. It must be.
Oakland?
Yeah. Hey, even Oakland, bro. Even Oakland.
Damn.
But anyways, man, like, that's a crazy situation. I'm glad Masai definitely gonna seem like he gonna come out on top. Have them cops calling him Messiah when it's finished. You know. You know, but hey, you know, that's what happens when you do dumb shit. Usually dumb things come back to you. I don't necessarily believe in karma, but I believe in energy, and I think that shit gets reciprocated. Hey, it's Niggy, and y'all might be tired of hearing me talk, you know, because I'm typically hosting the show, but I got something else I want to say, and I need y'all to listen. During the quarantine, which was for me like about 3 months, your boy gained a lot of weight, and if you listen to the show, you already know I'm fat, like, but I got like extra fat during the quarantine. So I knew I had to do something, and FNX Fit was just the right thing at just the right time to help me overcome the weight that I gained during quarantine. And they provide premier health supplements that are designed to help athletes, which, you know, I used to be one of those, but it also is for people starting their fitness journey, like kind of like myself right now.
So you get to have something of quality that you can trust without any extra fillers. And for those of you that don't know what extra fillers are, that's just like that stuff that you can't pronounce that are in like your supplements that you really don't want because you just want your supplement to do what you're buying it to do so that you can get the best results. And that's what the products of FNX Fit do for you. You get the boost you need or the results that you're looking for without having to worry about all kinds of extra stuff being in your body and getting those things that you don't want. And right now, you can look for the products to help you in your fitness journeys by using our referral link, which you'll see listed with our podcast. Using their referral links or the promo code FNXTA podcast to get 15% off right now. So make sure you hit it up, use the link or use a promo code to get that 15% off. Let us know what you think of the products. I think you're going to be happy again. You're getting the result with all of the extra. Again, this is Niggy. I'm out of here. Make sure y'all check us out.
So that's all we have for the stable this week, man. I hope that y'all are keeping up with that, though. Again, shout out to the boy Masai. And, that leads us right into the web this week as we talk about, disrespect. That's basically the topic that we have as we go into the web this week as well. We're going to talk about Skip and Jemele Hill. Skip Bayless, that is, and Jemele Hill. Now, Skip Bayless and Jemele Hill are two TV personalities now, two journalists turned TV personalities. As we know, ESPN/Disney can be accredited with turning a lot of journalistic careers into, big TV careers. And I'm talking big stars, big personalities like Jemele Hill, like Skip Bayless, Stephen A. Smith, Max Kellerman, who just used to do boxing, which is crazy. Now he's like, TV personality. Crazy. My boy Shay Sharp, probably one of my favorites.
Skill.
But, this week we want to talk specifically about Skip Bayless and Jemele Hill and an incident that they had a few years back. It had to be a few years back because it was when Kerry Champion was on First Take with Skip Bayless and Stephen A. Smith. Now, Skip Bayless has been on Undisputed with Shannon Sharp 3 years now, I think. So it was at least 3 years ago, but I'm thinking like five because Kerry Champion left First Take before Skip left. So, but anyways, the story is to give you guys a little background. Jemele Hill and Kerry Champion about to have their own sports show, which I'm actually looking forward to. I actually forgot the name, so forgive me. One of y'all can look that up. We'll be happy to give them a shout out to our 130 listeners that we got.
Better than 99.
Absolutely. Skip, when he was on First Take, he was, it was he and Stephen A. Smith, and Kerry Champion was the host, as I mentioned before, and there was a domestic violence issue in the NFL. So how many years ago was that? Like five? The Ray Rice thing was at least like 5 years ago, right?
And then how long since she was on the show with him?
It's been at least 4 years because again, he'd been on Undisputed 3 years and Kerry Champion left before he left. So it's been at least 4 years. But anyways, though, domestic violence thing going on, Stephen A. said something stupid, right, in regards to domestic violence. But it actually wouldn't have come across that bad. At least Jemele Hill was, in the opinion, I agree with her. It wouldn't have come across so bad what he said if they had let Kerry Champion speak, who was a woman, to give a different perspective and kind of smooth that over on the show. So Jemele Hill tweeted and commented like, hey, if y'all would empower Kerry Champion to have a voice on your show, it wouldn't have come across so bad. Well, Skip Bayless took offense. And these are, of course, according to the accounts from Jemele Hill on The Breakfast Club. Shout out to Charlamagne. Jemele Hill says Skip Bayless emailed her essentially saying like, hey, I made you. I can't believe you disrespect me like that, and they haven't talked since. And now everybody mad at Skip. Like, he's a typical white man and shit. And I'm like, how? He just had a big ego, which is unfortunately all too common today. you know, and he had a big ego and he had a bad moment. But like to call him like typical white man and this and that, like, nah, Skip been riding for the cause, been riding for the people for since way before it was cool to do, because it's cool to do now. It's trendy to, you know, to stand up for black people. But Skip been riding. And, you know, Jemele Hill even went on to explain, like, Skip did take her under her wing. Like, he helped her transition from journalism to TV, taught her about the television business. He just got his pride hurt, period. You know, so, like, hey, Skip had a bad moment, and he should be, like, trying to silence a woman, a black woman in particular. That's wrong. But get off Skip nuts, man. Like, hey, he did that now. You know, so let's call it what it is. But don't try to attack the man whole character, whole career, because of something he did 4 years ago, when before that and after that, he's clearly shown us who he is. What y'all think?
I think it's one of them things where, like, is it Uchiwali or is it One Mike? Because, like, yeah, he definitely, you know, gave them an opportunity. And even Jemele Hill credit him for, you know, taking her under his wing and, you know, showing her the ropes of the game, of the industry in general. But, like, when it comes down to it, like, he got mad when she checked him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one thing if I show you the ropes, but when I check you, if you feel like your pride is that hurt, like, how much were you really for me? Because wrong is wrong. Like, if I check you and you get to the point where you're not going to talk to me, because how long ago you say this happened?
At least four years.
Because Jemele Hill said Skip ain't talked to her since he sent the email. So it to me, it sounds a little bit less like pride and more of like typical, I'm better than you.
Oh, what about I'm just that damn hurt?
I mean, I don't understand why he would be that hurt. Shit, he was wrong.
If he was that hurt
to where he, you know, don't talk to someone in 5 years, then that means he was clueless. And shit, being clueless, this day and age, we already established it. Being ignorant and clueless is just as bad as being blunt about it.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. Like, you said he was wrong. Yeah, he should have came back and apologized if he truly felt like he truly cared for her. I do get you on that. But pride is a motherfucker, bro. I have left my brother's house because I was mad. And I lived 10 miles away from this motherfucker, walking. Because I was mad, bro. Like, pride is a motherfucker. It made you do some dumb shit because I was drunk as fuck, pissed off. You weren't finna tell me I wasn't walking home. And then my sister.
And it probably got you more because you care about him, man.
Yeah, you know. And the thing about it, my sister-in-law left because I was arguing with her, too. It was just a big sibling argument because we were drinking Hennessy, so we would not drink that shit together again, ever. Man, who? Well, it was stupid shit we were arguing about, but she can't get shit like, Warren, I know you didn't make me come all the way up here to Bank of America, because I made it to Bank of America. And I hear we've been drinking. And she was like, get in the car. I said, no, I ain't getting in the car. And then she said, well, what you going to do? You really finna walk home? I said, nope. Send my baby come get me because I'm tired. You know what I'm saying? But I was if she wouldn't have came to get me, I was going to walk my ass at least halfway home and call a motherfucking taxi because I did have my phone in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? But pride of motherfucker. So maybe Skip pride would just hurt that bad. Some people just don't know how to come up off of it.
How old you was when that happened?
Shit. It was years ago, man. I don't know.
So you sound like you been young.
Yeah.
Shit. Skip had gray hair on his dick when this happened.
But that's the thing, though. Try to change a stubborn old 60 or 50-something-year-old man, let alone a stubborn old 50, 60-year-old white man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you said 50 or 60-year-old what?
White man.
White man.
Yeah. Oh, they stubborn, man.
Yeah. Oh, so you kind of agree then with the masses.
No, I'm saying they stubborn. I'm not saying he's a typical white man. I'm just saying, like, maybe it was pride and not the fact that he really didn't care.
Pride is one thing, man. Shit, I'm going to be honest with you. At the age you say you was when that happened, should I walk 10 miles with some pride? Fuck it. I wouldn't call nobody. That's how bad my pride is. I'd have been out that motherfucker and having palpitations, drunk off that Hennessy, heart about to explode. I'd have been 9.8 miles in, too. Sweat down, draws leaking.
But, is it because you feel like you're better than them bees?
No, because that's how pride is. That's
exactly.
How pride is.
That's what I'm saying.
But the difference in that is, pride is one thing, but just having a lack of respect, that's another thing. Because I can't see Skip handling Shannon Sharp like that by nothing. Nothing. It's because he felt like he could handle Jemele Hill like that. Bro, you think Skip gonna send Shannon Sharp a 2-page letter? Man, Shannon Sharp will be on TV the next day.
I mean, Jemele Hill would, because Shannon be putting Skip in his place on the show.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Shay be coming with that fire. But I think too, though, that Skip he's shown who he is too, because I do think it's a matter of respect. I don't think he respects Jemele Hill the same way that he respects Shay Sharp. But I don't think it's from a typical thing, because he do that with certain athletes too. Because I don't know if y'all watch him lately. It's like he tells his account with Dame Dollar.
He don't talk shit about athletes.
He don't sit in front of each other. Huh? Well, he don't sit in front of Jemele Neal.
He has.
Nah. On Cold Pieces, she was just on there. Like, you know, it wasn't the same as what he and Stephen A had. Like, you know, so I mean, did y'all used to watch Cold Pieces?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, high school. It wasn't the same thing as what him and Stephen A like head to head. It was
him and Stephen A ain't got what Shannon Sharp and him got. It ain't never gonna be the same. But that's true. It's on the same plane though. She even said herself that he took her up under his wing, so it's on the same magnitude. It's on the same wavelength.
Yeah, but I mean, I think I don't know. I have seen it before where somebody, not to say that it's right now, but I have seen it before where somebody that has trained somebody or brought somebody on, they get offended when they pass them. Because Jemele didn't pass Skip. Skip's one of the biggest there is. But, like, or when they come at them, too. I've seen it too many times, so I just don't think it's, like, the old white man thing. That's the part I'm resenting. Like, say Skip wrong? Absolutely. He wrong, and the shit he's messed up is foul. But, like y'all calling into question everything Skip done said and did.
That's part of the reason I can side with him, because just like how we talk about in the last few weeks with the protection of black women and stuff like that, that's why I brought up Shannon, because Skip handled Jemele like that because he feel like he can. He not going to handle Shannon like that. And that's what I'm talking about as far as like typical. And not to say that I absolutely believe it, because I don't. I side more with you, honestly. But I see what people are saying when they say typical white man, because they feel like he can't handle Jemele any kind of way. He's not going to handle Shannon like that ever.
So that's what I was arguing to you about. You don't think that Skip honestly felt some type of connection with Jemele at all?
I think so, because that's what I say. I side more with what Need's saying. I think it's a lot of pride. I mean, I get what y'all saying now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's false.
Yeah, I get what I'm saying is about stubborn. Like, when I say it's stubborn, it was like, okay, but now you're saying what the masses said. So I get that.
That's what I was saying. Like, you partly agree with them too. Because I don't know, and I ain't even gonna say partly agree, because I don't necessarily know if I agree with them, but I can definitely see why they would think that. Because I don't see him handling Shannon that way ever about nothing, bro. I can't see it. But he handled Jemele that way because he think he can. Yeah, I fucking ain't sending Shannon no 2-page letter, man. Ain't no way in the hell. Shannon be the beat Skip ass on TV, man.
Shannon can beat a lot of people ass, to be completely honest.
And he know that too. And that's why he ain't gonna ever try it. But he tried that shit with Jemele though, bro. He tried that shit. Oh, and think about it. Think about what he tried it over, bro. Like, it wasn't like Jemele said something that was wrong. That's the crazy part. Like, if she was out of pocket, then it would have been like, damn, I brought you up under my wing and this how you doing me? Bro, she said some real shit. And he got mad and went in her DMs.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, but you know what? I would like to know too exactly what the email said and what her response was, because he was out of line regardless. But it seemed like basically what she was saying is she, like, Skip felt offended. But I wonder if it was because she tweeted it and didn't come to Skip directly. Because we ain't consider that either. Like, and I know this is kind of getting off what our topic was meant for. But, I mean, you know, I like Jemele. I like her a lot. I've talked about her on the show before, even when she had a dispute with ESPN. So I typically ride for her. But just based off knowing who she is and how she typically moves, I'm also thinking, like, all right, yeah, man, I thought we was, you know, from Skip perspective, hey, I thought we was close. I thought we was tight. You know, like, I did take you up under my wing. And then if you felt this way, you going to tweet that shit for the world instead of calling me?
I saw on Breakfast Club, probably about, it was a flashback, but I saw this probably about 3 weeks ago. It was they had a DJ. They had a DJ on the show, and I want to say it was Drama. I think it's DJ Drama they had on the show. Mm-hmm. If it's wrong, I'm go back and look at it later. You know, don't quote me, but I think it was DJ Drama, and they sensed that it was some type of rift between him and DJ Envy. And I guess, you know, with the Breakfast Club, they probably knew already anyway. So they set that shit up so they can get that riff. So they was like, yo, Envy, why you ain't talking, blah, blah, blah. And it came out that, you know, they had a situation back in the day where they didn't agree on. And Drum never thought nothing much of it, but Envy did. But they were actually, like, cool beforehand. Like, how you say Skip think, you know, him and Jamel cool. Like, why you ain't come to me? Well, that's how Envy felt about Drum. But at the end of the day, they was able to work that shit out and be able to talk about it and keep it moving. Like, that's what people that are actually cool do. People that are actually cool don't send 2-page emails and don't talk to nobody ever again, because even if you say I ain't gonna fuck with you no more, if you cool with them, you won't fuck with them again sooner or later. It's got to happen, bro. And Jemele Hill blatantly said on the Breakfast Club yesterday, Skip don't fuck with me. She said it just like that.
She did say it just like that.
She said, Skip don't fuck with me. We know what that language means. That motherfucker ain't fucking with me.
I sent a two-page email.
I mean, I just... I feel like if you really fuck with somebody, like, you gonna work that shit out sooner or later somehow. He don't fuck with her, bro. And that's a testament that he might have never did.
That's a valid point, too.
You could bring somebody up under your wing and still not fuck with them. Shit, if I bring you on my team, I'm in law enforcement right now. I don't give a damn who you is. If I bring you on my team, I want you to be a reflection of me. So I'm gonna teach you right, whether I like you or not. That's why, yeah. I say I kind of feel what people are saying. Just because he brought her up under his wing don't mean he fuck with her now.
Is that
he champion in a culture either.
Is that a typical man? I mean, typical white man? Or just...
Typical man?
A typical man.
I think his actions after the fact, like I say, I think it's a combination of different things that make people say typical old white man. Because, you know, at the end of the day, he feel like, you know, I'm better than you. Which, I mean, like, he wanted a goat, so... You know, he might do feel like that, but it's I'm better than you, and this is why you shouldn't have said what you said. No, it can't always be like that.
Yeah.
And if it is, then y'all should work it out if y'all really cool after the fact. Somehow or another, buy a motherfucker a drink or something. She shouldn't be on the Breakfast Club 5 years later saying he don't fuck with her. I know that.
Bro,
and then I don't know, I feel like that shit go both ways, because if she fuck with Skip, then it should have been no tweet. It should have been a phone call.
Bro, but she's still open about it. Clearly, she'll talk to him. She ain't scared. Her mouth ain't scared of her grits.
But this is the thing, like, how long ago? This happened a few years ago, right?
At least four.
Longer, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so at least four.
This gets us back into what we were just talking about, our sickness. Like, why was she so quiet? I'm not blaming her, but I'm about to put some shit together for you. She was quiet for a long time about it, right?
Wait. I don't know where you're going right now, Warren, but let me clear something up just before.
Yeah.
If that's okay. Is that okay? So yeah. So based on the interview, she didn't like just come out with this. Now this was based on conversation when Carrie was talking about how Jemele rides for her.
Mm-hmm.
So the story came up. It wasn't like, hey, I'm itching to tell this story. Carrie was explaining how Jemele rode for her. And then Jemele was just like, shit, I ain't scared. It ain't but two people on the show. I'll tell you what happened.
Yeah, that's how it happened.
I ain't saying it like that. What I'm saying is I'm about to link this shit all back together about protection of our black men. Nobody knew this for years. And I think that the problem that we're coming up with now is that we're saying, oh, black men don't protect black women. We don't know to protect you if we don't know you need protection. You know what I'm saying? Oh. Does that make sense?
We ended last week's show off of that. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, she was being silent, so Shannon was sitting by her, sitting right on the other side of her, across from Skip, right?
No, Shannon came after.
Okay, yeah, so Shannon came after. They ain't even saying network, but was she, I see what you're saying,
was she over there? Was she on there with Steven? Steven wasn't on.
No, that's what I meant. Nope, that's why.
She was never. She wasn't on there with Stephen A. neither.
Yeah, it was after. He was after.
Cold Pizza was before Stephen A. Smith first take.
Who else happened? Was on Cold Pizza?
Huh?
Yeah, Stephen A. was on something completely different.
Okay, so who
I can't even remember who I was on Cold Pizza, bro.
It was Jemele and Cold Pizza Jemele had and three white men.
But see, I can.
Okay.
I thought they had them two black dudes on there too.
I thought a black dude was on Cold Pizza, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
But either way, let's
I think there was like the mics. Let's be hypothetical. Like,
let's just say a black man was on there.
Say the network. Yeah. I mean, they were there.
Like,
yeah, they was on the network. Yeah.
If they didn't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, if they didn't know, they couldn't have spoke up. Like, I'm sure some of them did. Let's not act like none of them. I mean, everybody was clueless, but at the same time, I know if I'm a cameraman and I peep game after the tape, I'm like, yo, man, like, what the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I've done it at the base. Like, what the fuck was that? You know what I'm saying? I had to put the motherfucker to the side. Like, hey, this shit ain't cool. I don't like this. Or you ain't finna run my man over like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Cole Beasley, shoot.
Cole, it's crazy how fast time flies. Cole Beasley was a long time ago.
That shit was a long time ago.
And actually,
yeah, there were no black dudes on there. Jay Crawford was on there. Remember?
Yeah, no, like, I was thinking of another show.
Yeah.
But yeah, Cold Pizza, like, their final episode was 2007.
So it went all the way up to college, almost till I graduated. I remember watching it, though, man. It just, I get what both sides saying. I just understand what people were saying when they said they felt like he was typical old white guy. I could see why people would say it. If y'all really cool, they need to hash that shit out.
That's true. And that's a good point, what you said too, Warren. Like, hey, the protection of a black woman is sometimes because the black woman is silent.
And it's not shaming them before y'all jump in my damn shit and do me like y'all did Jeffrey and Patrick.
But the fact of the matter is the squeaky wheel gets the oil, bro. Yeah.
That's true too. But when you think about it now, this the other thing too. Like, basically everybody know Jamel got thick skin. Everybody knows she not afraid to speak her mind. So she might not feel like she ever even needed protection because, once again, she didn't even bring it up.
Yeah, but what about the other women, bro?
It was something that was brought up, and she said, you know, yeah, ain't number two people on the show, so I might as well say who it is. It ain't like y'all can't guess.
But
she was riding for Carrie. So the thing is, though, she was riding for Carrie at the time, which is cool. She was protecting her fellow black woman.
Exactly. Jamel. She wasn't worried by herself.
Yeah, but all right, Jamel, like, hey, let's keep this thing going, because since nobody knew about this, then, yeah, I mean, it might have changed up Skip's career. Who knows?
So, and this is the thing, too, like...
Shit, he doing all right.
But...
I'm talking about it might have made it for the worst, which that might not have been what she wanted, but I'm just saying, Skip balling now.
Let's play this. Let me play this out. So we're not saying that now it's y'all fault, because we can't protect y'all. It's just basically, like we said last week, hey, speak up. You know what I'm saying? Like, speak up. Let me know you hurt. Let me know I need to step in, just in case I don't see it. Because if I see it, of course I'm going to take care of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All we're saying is, listen, just don't have us out here looking stupid.
Yeah.
Like these next folks we're about to talk about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because some people, they just be out here being stupid and they don't need no help. And y'all know when we get to talking about stupid, it usually be that time. Like, for your favorite segment. And it's back to being your favorite segment again, because we split these shows up and shit. Now, hey, I thank y'all for that support, too. We dropped that other show yesterday, and we already got, like, 50 listeners. It might not be 50, but it's more than what I thought. So, hey, thank y'all.
Hey, guys. This is Lamp with the Talking Animals. And have you ever planned a vacation and your friend that was supposed to watch your dog canceled on you? What about a family emergency and you needed a last-minute pet sitter? Whether you're working long days or nights, traveling for business, out of town on vacation, or faced with a last-minute emergency, your pet always has a home away from home with Champ Strong Kennels. They offer pet daycare, overnight boarding, and other pet care services. They even sell pet-themed apparel and pet items like bowls and mats on their site. You can find them on Facebook and Instagram at Champ Strong LLC, or visit their website at www.champstrongllc.com. Tell them the Talking Animal sent you, and make sure to use the promo code TAPODCAST to get 15% off when booking with Champ Strong Kennels.
So thank y'all for that. You know, we climbing daily. But listen, again, your favorite segment is back once again. on that bullshit. Lamp, tell them what time it is, man.
Well, folks, we are back to our weekly installment of the Ostrich of the Week. And for the past couple of weeks, I've been shocked because we all know last year Florida completely dominated Ostrich of the Week. But so far this year, it seemed like Florida was they were being outdone and outshined all the time. But this fucking week, these three idiots decided that they wanted to put Florida back on the map. And as Jared always say, we need to cut the motherfuckers off of the whole United States of America at this point. But this week's ostrich, we got three men that go by the name of Zion Hall, Tyrick Williams, and
Tremaine. They don't call the motherfucking name before they listen to this shit and show up in P-Town, man. I don't want to hear that. Go ahead, man.
Juan, number one, I can assure you, after this dumb shit they did, they ain't gonna be seeing daylight for quite some time. I can assure you of that. Because these motherfuckers, they were out from jail, like on pretrial, and we know a lot of y'all niggas know exactly what pretrial is because y'all done got that speeding ticket and they ain't want it on your record. So believe me, y'all know what that is. But basically, all three of them had ankle monitors, but they were committing, literally breaking into people's houses and shit while wearing their ankle monitors. Now, just for some of y'all that don't understand how an ankle monitor works, it's basically GPS. It lets motherfuckers know exactly where you are at all times. That shit is on your ankle. So, and it even lets them know the time as well. So get that in there as well. So these motherfuckers are breaking into people's house with the GPS that the cops put on them to where the cops know, okay, this house got broken into at this time. Why are these three GPS like monitors showing that they're inside this house at the exact same time that the burglary happened?
Lamp. So they got the ankle monitors. I mean, they were locked up before on some type of probation. Yeah. Got the ankle monitors. Three of them.
All three of them.
Went and committed other crimes. Breaking and entering.
Committed new crimes.
Yeah. On the ankle monitor.
They were stealing shit too. They stole shit.
with they ankle monitors that could track those movements. Right up.
Boom.
So, goddamn. The damn 2023 stooges. These motherfuckers. ankle monitors on, bro. That can be tracked. Because that's what they're for. And you decide to go do some shit. What's going to be your alibi, huh?
There ain't no alibi. It don't exist. Because you had on the fucking GPS ankle monitor while inside the house stealing shit. And then literally, like, I just wonder what the probation officer said to him, like, when they walked in there. It was like, all right, man, I'm just going to give you a chance to go ahead and be honest with me. We got the ankle monitor showing you was at the house at 9:15. The house got broke into at 9:15. What's your alibi? Like, I want to see their face, and I want to see just how they construed a lie to try to say, well, I mean, I wasn't there. Like, my girl would say I was at home.
Right.
Like, just how?
I doubt the motherfuckers even try to look for a lie, man. I think a lot of times, like, people are so deep into the game, like whatever game it is that they in, whether it be just your thing, like that's how you make money, or whether it be your gang, you know, ranking up, you know, getting your rank higher, or providing for your gang or your peers or whoever it is that you rock with, your set, your local set. I think they'd be so far into it that they don't even care, bro, because there's no way in the hell that they didn't know that they wouldn't be tracked. They knew that they would be tracked. Now, whether or not they thought that the cops would put two and two together and say, oh, these crimes happened at this time and our ankle monitor was here, but you committing crimes with your ankle monitor on. So clearly, unless you committed a crime where someone didn't know, where someone didn't know that something happened, like, you still could be tracked. But I mean, like, clearly they had to think that something was going to happen. They don't care though. They're willing to go to jail. They're willing to go to prison for their cause. They down for their cause. They're willing to go to prison for their cause. They're willing to die for their cause. And I think that's more of the issue than anything. I think that makes them more ostriches than anything.
Hey, I got a little spiel I want to throw in here. So, yeah, these motherfuckers are dumb, but I do want to enlighten people. Fuck it, these people family may be listening, but I don't give a fuck right now.
Oh shit!
I know some shit motherfuckers dumber than that, and it pertains to robbing houses. Cause these motherfuckers broke in these motherfuckers' houses.
Oh shit! I know what you're talking about.
And I guess why they was fucking in there. They got, you know, your adrenaline up, you're sweating, you're trying to move quick, get your shit out quick. But these motherfuckers said, "Fuck, I'm hungry." You know what these guys decided to do, fellas? They went in the refrigerator and made fucking bologna sandwiches.
Oh,
turn the TV on, watch TV, and guess who walks in? The motherfucking cop.
The homeowner.
Yeah, because I think it had a system in the motherfucking house. So these guys are actually pretty smart compared to them. However, I am going to take the ostrich a little bit further. And, I wanted to cue some church music, but I couldn't find it. But, you know, we're going to say a prayer coming from Simon Chapman, whatever you want to say it, but I just saw it, and he said, "Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how and ask you to bless our brother Jeffrey."
Oh, shit.
Jeff, I don't know if you listen to the show.
You throw it in an honorary Oscar?
An honorary Oscar. Jeffrey, I don't know if you listen to the show, but you
Yo,
man.
Yo, wait. I gotta do this right now. Whoever's the first person to tag that man after listening to this episode, whoever tags him first and links him to our link to actually listen to the pod, I'm gonna buy you a bottle. I'll put $10 towards a bottle because I gotta move in 2 weeks, so I ain't got too much. But I'll put $10 towards a bottle of liquor.
Hey, bro.
Whoever tags Jeffrey
for petty party.
The fact that he doubled down on it because that's what he was supposed to do as an alpha. Did y'all catch that? I dropped another bomb for motherfucking Patrick. Bro, they ate y'all ass up. I'm not even talking shit like y'all. It's just
Ward, you're calling days on the show this week.
Because, you know, at this point, the attention that they got ain't going to be nothing compared to what I'm saying right now. Hell, I'm just praying for the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Y'all been watching too much P-Valley.
We have had valid arguing with these women in this group, and they ain't hearing that shit. And you gonna tell them who can dig in their pussy? Oh, no. Oh, no. Wrong decision, bro. It ain't what you say sometimes, it's how you say it.
God damn.
You know, all of us, you know, in relationships, married, kids and shit, and we can't even decide we want to dig in our own pussy sometimes. Not ours, but, you know, the in-house, if you feel me. You know, because we won, we hold. And if motherfuckers say no, she say no. You finna tell these random ass women who and how they push it should get dug in. You're wrong. And before y'all went to jump on my case, it's not a sense of ownership, but you know, because like, we hold they penis, you know what I'm saying? Don't belong to us, but it's like, I got my name on that motherfucker, you feel me?
The ostrich of the week this week, a throwback for y'all. We got the Three Stooges and Jazzy Jeff. Yeah.
Hey, you can't forget about Pat.
Oh, Project.
Project Pat. Hey. Oh, shit. He an alpha, though.
Much love to y'all, boy. Because y'all need all that day right now, man. I'm just standing behind her because she has a rap like hell right now. Because I'm Melissa, did you jump in today? I don't even know if she jumped in.
She white.
That's why I said I had to ask, because I said, you know, I said black women, but I don't think a white woman jumped in there today. If you did, I'd get you like a mini bottle of some shit. I ain't going over $5. Y'all motherfucker breaking me. You better drink your pint of goddamn R&R Christian Brothers or some shit.
God.
Jesus.
Hell, I get you two of them for $5.
This
and remind me next week of what I said I was going to buy and why.
Yeah, so a bottle for tagging Jazzy Jeff.
$10
Lamp got a move. $10 bottle. So basically,
no,
lunch,
no,
lunch
he said he got his lunch. He did $10 on a bottle.
But I got to move. I got to move.
Oh, shit. So Lamp go buy you lunch for tagging Jeff. Ain't no bottle getting bought for $10 unless you want to.
Hey, Warner just not see R&R and Chris, bro.
Yeah, no, true. So let buy you R&R, Chris Brothers, or lunch for tagging Jazzy.
Your choice.
You walk in.
Hey,
your choice.
Hey,
you
shout out.
Next gonna pick your shit up out the basket. You drinking cranky and shit, baby.
Get a bunch of mini bottles. Get like five good mini bottles.
Shout out to one of our sponsors actually for winning the contest this week too. Damn. And now that I say that, we might have to come up. That might be a rule next time. Sponsor can't win. one of our sponsors actually won our contest last week. I'm surprised it took y'all so long. Somebody actually tagged Tank in a post. Finally.
Wow.
Yeah. Took 7 days. Or almost 7 days.
I figured it would take a while, though. Because most people don't know who Tank is.
But all they had to do was say Tank, though. All they had to do was say Tank.
Nah, because we had,
I guess
we,
they I think was thinking
we,
of his real name.
Nah, we
oh, he
said,
did say,
he say the
name. That is true. Yeah.
Yeah, we said they had to find a name and tag him.
Well, somebody did it.
Yeah.
I'm glad they ain't followed me up because I bet somebody $1 for something and my cash says, the motherfucker.
Yeah. So yeah, there you go with your ostriches of the week. We got the three Stooges, Jazzy Jeff, and Project Pat. Look them up if y'all don't know what we're talking about. And of course, we're gonna end off this week before we say our goodbyes. For all the momentum that we have continued to gain, make sure y'all look out for them giveaways. We just got the mask on deck. Now we got Talking Animals merch. Check us out. But before we leave, you know we got to head into the lion's den. Or it gets a little deep, gets a little scary. And this week is with Lamp.
Well, America, you know, I've been gone for a minute, but I'm back with the jump off. And
I see what you did there.
I'm just going to let y'all in on a little secret. And I guess I can talk to it because I just got through with it. My soapbox tonight is, why in the fuck is it so hard to find a place to live? and I don't mean it like in the city. Like, I guess I say it this way because a lot of y'all may not know it. Like, since, I'll go back as far as to say, since March, me and my wife, we've been literally trying to find a place to live because our apartment complex, they are complete and utter trash. Like, literally, we have not had access to our mailbox at our complex since the beginning of March. We have not had access to our gym since the beginning of March. But they got a new office for them to fake people and lie to people about how nice this place is. But that's a whole nother story for another day. But literally, we've been looking for a house for 6 months, and we just found one. And some of the shit that companies ask you for when you're trying to rent a home is ridiculous, because we had a company literally ask us for bank statements. They asked us for where did we work. They asked for phone numbers for who they can call to ask that we actually do work there. They asked at that point for us to, we had to submit, of course, like your pay stubs, but then they asked to see our student loan records to see if we're actually paying on our student loans. These motherfuckers almost to the point even asked us for like the blood of our firstborn that ain't even been conceived yet. Like, why the fuck do you need all this information if I am just renting a home? I'm not buying the motherfucker. I am renting the motherfucker. Whether or not I pay my student loans, that don't mean nothing. Just to let y'all know I'm on deferment. That's another story for another day. But anyway, that shit don't have nothing to do with how I'm going to pay to rent your, like, your place of residence. So I'm just going to cut it a little short because I don't want to go too deep in it because I'm going to get mad and I might want to punch a wall or something. But
You ran, motherfucker. Don't punch it in them.
Right. But I'm just going to end it with this. Rental companies, fuck you. Go eat a dick.
Oh,
I
God.
Hope all of you burn in hell, and I hope you get crabs at the end of the day. That is all. Y'all have a great night. We love you.
So, let this be a lesson that your rental history and credit is of the utmost importance, because when you're in a time like this where housing is hard to find like it is now, you need to be in a position like Lamp is, so you can get what is available, because they get real picky. They're going to get real picky and shit. If Lamp them had evictions and shit and all kind of bad credit, they wouldn't even be able to get this shit. So, you know, let that be a lesson to you. And
either that or keep your first year's or have like a whole year of rent already on standby to give them, because the motherfuckers will give you a rental property if you can go ahead and give them a year worth of rent up front.
I mean, if you balling, if you balling, you just balling. And I mean, that's different, because I mean, if you're giving a year of rent up front, you know, thinking about the typical, you know, rent for the type of amenities that we look for, you're talking about 20 racks. So if you got 20 racks, then shit, that's always gonna talk. Money talk.
True.
Speaking of money talks, y'all go ahead and tell people, more people listen to our show now. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and tell more people listen to our show. Join our Facebook group now. We at 2,000 yet? Weren't we at 2,000?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, we over 2,000.
Over 2,000. Shit, that's what I'm talking about. Get famous, man. Yeah.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. Tell a friend. That's my lunch.
Oh, okay, damn! We got three prizes running this week.
There you go. That's a lunch. R&R Christian Brothers.
tag K Tizzle from the bottom of the map.
And another lunch.
And then the bottom. We'll discuss the logistics when you call. When you do as requested and hit me up.
Yeah, and then if y'all can make sure we get to 200 downloads, listens on this week's show, I'm gonna throw in some merch. There you go. So we feeling real generous. Feeling real generous this week.
Full prizes, folks.
Full prizes. So listen, we definitely appreciate all the support. Hey, we just looking to grow. We want y'all to grow with us. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, IG, and Twitter. Shit, you can Google us, because we gonna pop up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all, we gonna try to keep coming with the funny and keep coming with the knowledge all at the same time. Make sure y'all tell a friend. Now we got one more week of the debate series, and then we're going to come at y'all with some more fire. So make sure y'all keep on the lookout for us again, Facebook, IG, Twitter, and Snapchat next week.
Peace.